Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, known as the Bible of Talk Radio and the new talk media. Last week, the seminar in New York City, we'll talk about that and some of the things that were highlights and things that you may be able to find, things that you didn't know before, some of your favorite talk radio folks. In the meantime, we always go through the charts, and no exception here. We're examining what's going on, the top 10 topics from the week of June 13th to 17th. So, Michael, it is your time to shine.
All right, well, here we go. These are the 10 most talked about stories on news talk radio stations around the country this past week. At number 10, we have sports, but it's not baseball. Baseball was sort of overshadowed this past week as two of the other sports came to their exciting conclusions. The Dallas Mavericks won the NBA title. They beat the Heat. That was a big story nationally. Very, very, very interesting. And the Boston Bruins took the Stanley Cup after almost four decades. At number 9, we have oil prices tied with stock market activity. At number 8, we have the Wisconsin Public Union Law being upheld. The Iran nuclear threat is at 7, U.S.-Libya policy at 6. At number 5, we have Pakistan bin Laden informants arrested. At number 4, we have transitions in the al-Qaeda leadership. At number 3, Obama's stimulus criticism. At number 2, the 2012 presidential election. We are there. And number 1, still at the top, the Wiener scandal and his resignation. Most talked about people, Ayman al-Zawahiri at number 10, John Boehner at 9, Huma Abedin at number 8, Sarah Palin at number 6, Newt and Rick at number, Palin at 7 rather, Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum at 6. At number 5, we have Herman Cain, Tim Pawlenty, and Ron Paul at number 5. So it's Cain, Pawlenty, Paul, Santorum, and Gingrich, most talked about people from the GOP, other than at number 4, Michelle Bachmann, more talked about than the other guys. At number 3, Mitt Romney, more talked about than Michelle. And then we have, of course, the most talked about politician in America, Anthony Weiner, at number 2. Oh, I forgot, Barack Obama is number 1. And there you go. Those are the most talked about people.
All right. So let's wind back a little bit to the Talkers seminar this past weekend and talking about the most talked about people and the things that seem to be on everybody's mind. This is a show that isn't necessarily for insiders, but a lot of people who really love the medium are very focused on what it is that you say because of your prominence in the programming areas and the whole overview of understanding what goes on the air and what goes on behind the air. So in terms of the laymen who are listening to the program, what were the highlights we had? I thought, frankly, the focus always on who wins the awards is kind of cool, and people want to know who those people are because they usually come from the ranks of those of us who perform.
Yeah, well, the award winners are always from the ranks of those who perform. It's part of the rules these days, these last decade at least, is that it be people in the talk media. In the old days, we used to give it to world leaders.
Yeah, right.
Things of that nature, but we're a little more focused on what we're supposed to do now. We had, of course, the Freedom of Speech Award, which went to Juan Williams. The Woman of the Year Award went to Stephanie Miller, and the Humanitarian of the Year Award went to Dr. Joy Brown, all prominent players. The subjects most talked about is how people in talk media, talk radio, talk television, talk internet, talk satellite, can make money in this very difficult economy against so much more competition from many different platforms. We always talk about the technology of those platforms because it's constantly changing, how people in traditional, quote-unquote, old media connect with social media and the internet, a fascinating area of interest within our business. And also we talked about changing programming. The left and the right paradigm in news talk radio is now being challenged, at least theoretically and in some cases through example, by people who don't want to necessarily do news talk in a partisan way, but rather be independent on the air, breaking issues down by issue, not by party. And I think the stunning example of that was the fact that the keynote speaker was Alex Jones, who definitely is a news talk radio host, does most of his work on the internet. He is syndicated on terrestrial radio, but he is an internet phenomenon. And he takes a very populist non-Republican, non-Democratic party view of life, and he finally had a chance to talk to the industry, which really has relegated him to marginal status for the last 15 years.
Yeah, but his
that was a big deal.
Yeah, his syndicator, Genesis, said that they've increased their number of stations tremendously since the Charlie Sheen episode, and that was only one. People didn't hear of him before, didn't know about him before. He's been in that cadre of conspiratorialists, and he has a tremendous following on the Internet.
Tremendous following, and he also has a tremendous delivery. He's a very exciting speaker, whether you agree with him or not. And that also was something that came across, that this is every bit as much show business as it is journalism.
Yep.
And these are the things that the balance between those two that the people in this business have to deal with. Another thing that was very big this year at the New Media Seminar was the industry's awareness of the importance of sports talk radio.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first time, there was a major component devoted specifically to sports talk.
Right. All right. So we've got that. The feature, though, on independence, maybe we ought to spend a little bit more time on some of that, because I think that it does flavor, it colors, it becomes more important as we realize what really, we've looked at the ratings, we've talked about that on this program, and how I gave the example of the Boston market, which had one talk radio station that really dominated in the, I guess we'd say, 60s and 70s and 80s. WRKO had a 6 or 7 share, sometimes an 8 share, but that means when you talk about shares, that out of every 100 people listening to the radio at that time, 8 of them or 7 of them are listening to that radio station. And so now, when you consider where we are, the 3 talk stations in Boston cannot come up with a 4 share together, all of them added together. So what does that tell you about the interest in this more independent kind of conversation on the issue-oriented stations, Michael?
Well, it tells you that there's lots of opportunity if the people who are programming talk radio, news talk radio, and all the kinds of talk radio reshuffle the deck a little bit and deal with the potential out there for formats that have been underdeveloped, underutilized, and it's time for a little risk-taking.
Yeah, I think that's probably it. All right, good report. The editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here on The Countdown is Michael Harrison.
Aaron, technician from Safelite Auto Glass.
My last customers had quite a shock this morning. The side window and the windshield on their car had been shattered. They called Safelite right away. We got more windshields and side glass in stock than anyone. So I was able to fix it fast and get them back on the road. And they were happy because our work is backed by a national lifetime warranty.
Call Safelite 24/7 at 1-800-800-2727.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace. Live from Progressive.
Hello here. Today I'm talking about Progressive Snapshot Discount. It's our biggest discount yet. It's the Grand Canyon of discounts. It's the white whale of keeping cash in your pocket. It's so big astronauts will say, I can see the Snapshot Discount from way up here. Well, you get the point.
The Snapshot Discount. It's new, it's a big deal, and it's finally here. Learn more at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Snapshot is not available in all states.
Bullfrog Sunblock passes the toughest tests under the sun. Listen to Mom and Marathoner Rachel Munoz.
My sunblock of choice is Bullfrog Marathon Mist. I accidentally stumbled upon it because I was running a marathon here in the summer in Mississippi. I was looking for a sunblock that would stay on through sweat and everything. I fell in love with it. When I put it on my kids, I can put it on really fast, and I don't have to worry. Bullfrog, it just stays on.
Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, based on testing standards used as directed.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Tired of your computer constantly being slow, always freezing, and taking forever to start up? It's time for a tune-up. Bring your computer back to life with Large Software's PC Tune-Up. See for yourself why Windows IT Pro gave it 4 out of 5 stars, and the Tech Herald gave it a perfect score of 100. PC Tune-Up removes items impacting the health of your computer. The process is simple. PC Tune-Up makes a quick backup of your entire system, scans for bad files and errors, and clears clutter to increase space and conserve valuable resources. The result? Improved speed and reliability immediately. No more frustrating messages or stalls. Just your PC at its best. Go to MakeMyPCNew.com now, and when you purchase PC Tune-Up, you'll receive Password Manager free. This exciting software securely memorizes your passwords and automatically logs you into websites without having to type in a single password again. Go to MakeMyPCNew.com and let PC Tune-Up get your computer running like new. Plus, receive Password Manager free, a $60 value for $29.95. Go to MakeMyPCNew.com. That's MakeMyPCNew.com.
Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine here. We're talking about the this past week's New Media Seminar in New York and how it affects the programming that you listen to on some of your favorite stations. So does it mean, if we talk about these independents, there are others who are in the mix, like Dave Ramsey, the guy who does, it's a sort of financial advice show, but it really isn't. It's sort of a country home sort of I feel good show, but it really isn't. He's very advertiser friendly. It's interesting to sort of figure out why somebody is successful. And I like Dave a lot, but I listen to him.
Well, Dave Ramsey,
let me just say that about me too.
Financial show. He is a financial show.
Yeah.
And he does it with a folksy, homey way. And
right.
It's very entertaining what we talked about. But yeah. He has one major message that actually hits the nail on the head, about many, many, if not most people's financial problems, and that is reduce your debt.
Yeah,
that's
get really cut up your cards.
America right now, mm-hmm. both in terms of collectively and individually, everybody's in debt.
Yeah. All right. So that's it. Are the other people who are doing the same thing, like Clark Howard, are they finding the same success? I'm picking these two up because they're both known as
Clark Howard is more a consumer advocate. Clark Howard is a financial show that's more along the lines of how to make good deals, how to survive in the jungle of marketing and claims and prices and competition, the complexity of being a good consumer. So he's a consumer advocate, whereas Ramsey is a personal financial advisor. They're very different parts of that one subject, which again brings back what I said before. There's not just one way of doing a genre. And this is what talk radio has to begin to explore, just like there's not just one way of doing politics, which it's kind of fallen into the habit of doing this last 10 years.
Yeah, and that is, I think, what we see for successes or lack thereof would be the testament for that. But yeah, we look around at some of the people who are the stars who've been around and some of the new people that are there and where they're coming from, focus on some of the shows that are being developed on the Internet, and then they get onto terrestrial radio. The fact that we have still people will tell us that everything's dead or dying, and then you look at the numbers. They've increased 7, 8, 9 million more people listening to the radio in general since last year. So it really isn't as... But that we tend to fall into this stuff with the news media, the stuff we're covering, this sort of monotone of following the leader. And that's the trouble that we're talking about. So many stations doing the same thing, and that's why they aren't succeeding, because there's too much of the same thing.
It's only a matter of numbers. I mean, they're succeeding collectively. I mean, talk radio is a phenomenon. It's an icon. It's part of the culture.
Yeah, right.
But it also has a lot of competition, and there's other ways it can do it.
Yeah.
It's no different than the publishing business or the newspaper business or the movie business or the political business. Look at all the people running for office. You know, look at all the people running for the GOP nomination. And eventually the field gets weeded out, and we go into a new cycle, and then new alternatives begin. This is very normal.
Everybody wants to tear down the king of the mountain.
Exactly.
Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here with his exclusive overview of what's going on in the medium here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822, that's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Most Americans believe famine and hunger will never happen. But what if, day one, mayhem breaks out at grocery stores? Day three, families are on edge. Day five, the neighbors come knocking. Day 10, small bands of thieves begin stealing at gunpoint. Day 15, desperation, but the government can't help because there's no food left. Introducing the Grab-and-Go Emergency Food Supply from Solutions from Science. 84 delicious, nutritious food servings, including breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees. Enough to feed 4 adults for a week. Every meal 100% vegetarian for longer shelf life. Claim your Grab-and-Go Emergency Food Supply today at foodshortagesolutions.com. That's foodshortagesolutions.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Grab-and-Go Emergency Food Supply. Better a year too soon than one day too late.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen here with the overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio, issue-oriented, political, left, right, all that good stuff that seems to capture the imagination of lots of people. Not necessarily younger Americans, though. It's interesting how the audience skews for some of this stuff. And maybe it's because, as I said a few minutes ago, Americans in the main are tired of listening to all this. And that was what the story was before with Obama. And you heard perhaps Sam Donaldson, those others, talking about how we all fell for Obama's guff. I didn't, well, I said we, more people than not, because under the circumstances, he was young and vibrant, and McCain was old and sounded like the same old thing. He didn't win by much, but he won. And it was, as I think they said, mostly because not of substance, but of form. So the news media has a special role in all of this. Jon Stewart from The Daily Show talks about the ridiculous news media coverage of some of the candidates, including the recently released emails from Sarah Palin.
Why would Sarah Palin, why would this person think that we're all breathlessly awaiting the mundane details about her bus trip? Where did she get this grossly inflated sense of her own importance? Like we're hanging on every word she's ever said or written.
We're live in Alaska, where thousands of her emails as governor there will be released today.
Oh, right. She got that idea because we are. Yes, every negative inference that Sarah Palin has ever made about the lamestream media was on full display last Friday, as the state of Alaska released emails from her term as governor in response to a 2-year-old Freedom of Information Act request. And the media went full team coverage on the arbitrary release date of non-urgent material.
Just hours from now, Alaska will release thousands of pages of Sarah Palin's emails.
They're all going to be released in the next couple of hours.
It's less than an hour and an hour away.
Less than an hour from now.
All right, we are moments away from the release of more than 24,000 pages of emails.
In just seconds, perhaps, we will finally know just why. Oh, it, there's no real reason to look at these things now. But for some reason, the media went to DEFCON 1 for the release of the non-Pentagon papers.
What is expected in these emails?
What do we expect to learn from these emails?
Something about her relationships.
How her husband in particular got involved in the operation of state government.
Some of those
scandals or mini scandals.
Potentially embarrassing things.
Controversies like Troopergate. Questions about our daughter Bristol's pregnancy.
We also want to hear from you as well. What new details do you expect to surface in the Palin emails?
What if they're all like Twitter pictures? What do you think of that? You think that's what they are? Oh my God, that's what they are. Or maybe they're just the banal day-to-day activities of a working mom slash governor trying to balance family life with a burgeoning political career while looking for pictures. I want to see the emails! In preparation for what networks had convinced themselves would be a bombshell slash scandal-laden treasure trove, news outlets scrambled teams to Alaska. Finally, at 1 p.m., the emails dropped. And the details, oh yeah, did not disappoint.
Not a lot of salacious stuff.
This one where she's discussing whether or not she's going to participate in a fitness magazine.
I came across one where Willow Palin grabs her mom's BlackBerry and is arranging a play date.
In this email that I'm holding right here, somebody is complaining to Walt Monaghan, the public safety director that she eventually fired, a retiring legislator, saying that she was spotted with Trigg in a car not wearing an approved car seat.
That story better end with Palin getting out of the car and beating the woman with a tire iron. Why are you wasting our time?
There it is. Pretty good question. Again, the news media suspect here. The winners and the losers. The clearest individual winner was Romney. Another was Bachman, who likely will continue to dominate the anti-Obama one-liners. Got any good one-liners for us? 800-510-TALK on the countdown.
We're here today with Paul Dow of Timeshares Only. And, Paul, you've got some terrific news for timeshare owners.
That's right. In the next 6 months, over $3.5 billion of timeshares will be sold.
So this is the perfect time to sell.
Exactly, which is why you need to get your property into our network. And if you call us right now, you'll also get a $500 shopping spree absolutely free.
$500 free?
Yes. Just for posting your property with Timeshares Only. And when you do sell your property, you'll get cash. It's a double bonus. You can't lose.
Except if I don't call.
Hey, over 10 million people will be looking to buy a timeshare. So we need your property now.
The number to call now is 1-800-921-0714. That's 1-800-921-0714. Turn your timeshare into cash and get a free $500 shopping spree.
And if our lines are busy, please keep calling.
That number again for timeshares only is 1-800-921-0714. That's 1-800-921-0714.
Aaron, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
My last customers had quite a shock this morning. The side window and the windshield on their car had been shattered. They called SafeLight right away. We got more windshields and side glass in stock than anyone. So I was able to fix it fast and get them back on the road. And they were happy because our work is backed by a national lifetime warranty.
Call SafeLight 24/7 at 1-800-800-2727.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Father's Day is not for celebrating dads. It's for celebrating all our dads are. And since Father's Day is this Sunday, don't forget to celebrate all those things with a Hallmark Father's Day card. Even if you've waited until the last minute, there's still time to share a moment with the big guy on his big day. Hallmark Father's Day cards, available wherever Hallmark is sold.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Of issue and importance, the world of talk radio and talk television reviewed on the radio through this program, 800-510-8255, as we review, well, we've been on to the Wienergate. A quick aside for a moment, an investigation is going, I don't know if investigation is the right word, but I guess that's appropriate, over commercials that are being bought and paid for by various interest groups. I don't know why this is a major thing. I think anybody ought to have the ability to buy a commercial or an announcement on any radio program they want to, but because of the extremely heightened focus, the left versus the right, there are a lot of people on the left and the right who are examining some of these issues. So Politico.com is looking at the Heritage Foundation spending a couple of million bucks on Rush Limbaugh's program, and Sean Hannity's program, and Mark Levin's program, and Glenn Beck's program. I don't know why they want to make something about this. Their sponsorship, just like anybody who has a message, ought to be able to buy a time if they don't have their message. We think in traditional terms, like having Walmart or whoever the commercials that run on this program or any program, anybody who wants to spend the money to present a message, they're welcome to do so. No matter how crazy the message, I think that people ought to be able to buy time and say whatever they want to say. And whatever comes out of it, if it's libelous, you take the people that have been responsible for the ad to court, however that works. But I find it very interesting in the talkosphere that we're in right now, that people are so interested in stirring the pot for whatever the reason that somebody would investigate that. That's just a side comment as we move on. Focusing on the wars in the Middle East, Libya, Pakistan. I'll start with Libya. As CNN's Kieran Chetri speaks to law professor Matthew Waxman, you may have heard that there are a lot of people, including Dennis Kucinich, who have filed a suit against the House, I'm sorry, against the White House to stop the war. There apparently is a violation of the War Powers Act, and that's what this discussion is about.
What is the Speaker of the House saying that the president is not complying with as it relates to Libya.
Right. So in the wake of the Vietnam War, the Congress passed the War Powers Resolution to try to prevent the president from engaging in unilateral wars abroad without congressional consent. And among other things, it requires that after 60 days of hostilities, the president is supposed to withdraw forces unless Congress has explicitly authorized that operation.
And in this case, what would, if they indeed find that he is not in compliance or that there wasn't an authorization, what actually happens? Like, what teeth does Congress actually have to change?
Well, that's a big question, and other presidents have sort of blown through this deadline. I mean, there are a couple of options. One possibility is Congress could sue. That's not really a viable option. Courts tend not to get involved in these situations. More likely, what Congress is trying to do is use this War Powers Resolution argument as a bit of a political stick to score some political points, to force the president to go up to Capitol Hill, spend political capital in defending the war, and try to get a stronger voice, a congressional voice, in shaping Libya operations.
The other option Congress does have is they could vote to deauthorize funding.
That's right. I mean, Congress always has this sort of trump card of the power of the purse. They could pull funding from Libya operations. That's, I think, very unlikely because it's politically very difficult to do so while our forces are engaged.
Right. And the president's also argued that, first of all, this is not unilateral. We're in a support role. This is a NATO-led operation, and so none of this really applies. How viable is that?
Well, I mean, I think we don't yet know exactly what the president's argument is going to be. The White House has said it's in compliance with the War Powers Resolution. I think what we'll see is it's probably going to argue that these operations don't rise to the level of armed hostilities that the War Powers Resolution was talking about, because U.S. forces are largely in a support role. We don't have boots on the ground. We're really sort of in a support role of a NATO and large coalition operation.
Politically speaking, though, it is interesting to see Speaker Boehner, a Republican, sort of making this a battle cry, if you will, after, you know, 8 years of an administration that was viewed as, you know, much more hawkish, and the one that was pushing for some more military force an intervention as it relates to Iraq and Afghanistan. Politically speaking, because you've been in, you know, on that side of it as well, what do they have to gain here?
Well, I think the politics on this issue cut in all kinds of different directions. For one thing, I think if you look at polling, public support for Libya operations is not really that strong. I think it's also a time at which the American public, members of Congress, are really focused on domestic issues. And so perhaps this is a way of really trying to put the president in a tough position of, like I say, spending his political capital defending yet another foreign military operation abroad.
All right. So the War Powers Act, us being involved in Libya, you for it or against it? 800-510-8255. Interesting that the White House is so vigorously defending the right to keep the military engaged in Libya without getting congressional approval. This appears to have done not much to soothe anger among Republican lawmakers and anti-war Democrats over the consultations with Congress during this past 3 months. So the report and the lawsuit against the president and the amount of money that we're spending every day is a focus of conversation, appropriately so, don't you think? 800-510-8255. One more excerpt from a talk radio program, this one hosted by Ken Altshuler and Mike Violette. Here they speak with ABC's Ann Compton about the War Powers Act.
Friday is going to mark the 90th day since the president committed troops to the Libyan effort, and according to the resolution, Congress must authorize the deployment for it to continue any further. So the speaker would like to hear from the president by Friday as to why the military action is justified. Ironically, these two are scheduled to play golf together on Saturday. That should be interesting. And could that golf game be a little testy?
No, I think today the White House may indeed mount that legal response to John Boehner and Congress. Remember, this goes back to the Vietnam-era War Powers Act, which said presidents have to give Congress notice and let them declare war. It's basically a kind of a constraint on presidents. What the White House is going to do is make the justification, the legal justification, that the U.S. went in initially but then pulled back, that NATO, basically the British and French, are the ones handling the air operations now, and that this does not amount to combat.
What can John Boehner do to force the issue with Barack Obama?
Well, John Boehner actually has kind of ridden to the president's rescue on this. When the Libya operation was underway, there were some in Congress, in the House, who wanted to pass a resolution stopping it, cutting off all money for the Libya operations. And frankly, at that moment, Boehner thought that cutting off of all funds might have passed. So he kind of came to the president's rescue saying, well, I'll give you till the 90-day point to report to us on why this shouldn't be now put up for a war resolution under the War Powers Act. So the president let the president, the speaker let the president buy a little time. As you know, since the Vietnam era, no president I've covered, Republican or Democrat, has ever abided by the War Powers Resolution. White House has rejected, but they do report to Congress under what they call consistent with the War Powers Act. They try to have it both ways.
Politicians, that's amazing, Ann. What are the options that Congress has, if you will, if the president sort of thumbs his nose to them?
Power of the purse. That's the way this government's set up. If Congress passes a resolution through both the House and Senate that says not one dime can be used of federal money to support any of this operation in Libya, then basically the president would have to pull back. He'd bring those rescue helicopters back, the ones that are standing by in case the jet goes down, bring back the ships that are offshore, and basically desert the allies, the NATO allies, who are running this operation. And no president wants Congress to ever cut the financial strings on something that the president feels is absolutely necessary. The president still argues that continued consistent pressure on Gaddafi will eventually force him to step down.
All right, so there's another point of view with the focus on Libya and Ann Compton. Up next, the situation in Pakistan, as it appears that the CIA has lost a couple of their agents, or at least informants, not agents. I heard somebody talk about this as agents being arrested. No, but people who helped out the U.S. as Pakistani relations are on a collision course. And we'll talk about that in a moment here on The Countdown.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Susan from Miami asks, do you believe virtue is its own reward?
Ah, yes, indeed I do. But I also think cash is a pretty nice reward. And cash is exactly what you could save when you switch to Geico.
Right.
Yeah, and Geico also offers rewards in the form of good driver discounts, multi-car discounts, and defensive driver discounts.
So maybe discounts are their own rewards.
Hard to argue with that.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
In a military warehouse south of Washington, D.C., a USO stuffing party is in full swing. By the end of the day, volunteers will have stuffed over 10,000 USO care packages, packed them in boxes, loaded them on trucks, and sent them on their way to our soldiers in Iraq, Afghanistan, and military bases around the world. They'll stuff them full of things that most of us take for granted, but that our troops don't often have. Things like toiletries, playing cards, candy, books, little things. Little things that carry an enormous message to our troops. Little things like, thank you. Like we'll never forget you. Like we're behind you 100%. Like we love and cherish each and every one of you. Little things. We're all about the little things. We're the USO. So are you. For more information and to find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
Aaron, technician from Safelite Auto Glass.
My last customers had quite a shock this morning. The side window and the windshield on their car had been shattered. They called Safelite right away. We got more windshields and side glass in stock than anyone. So I was able to fix it fast and get them back on the road. And they were happy because our work is backed by a national lifetime warranty.
Call Safelite 24/7 at 1-800-800-2727.
Safelite Repair, Safelite Replace.
800-510-8255. So we have the situation in Pakistan now, where the Pakistani intelligence agency has rounded up a couple of CIA informants that helped us find bin Laden. Here from CNN, Christine Romans talks to former CIA officer Mike Baker about what Pakistan is hoping to get out of these informants.
I want to begin with the information that Pakistan's intelligence agency, ISI, what are they hoping to glean from these informants?
Well, they're going to be looking to find out how they were managed, how they were handled, how they were developed and recruited. Then they'll be looking for any operational information that gives them better insight into how this whole raid eventually took place. But I think it's important to try to put this in context because, you know, on the outset, obviously, we look at this and we think, you know, how could they possibly do this, right? But our relationship with the Pakistanis, with the ISI, with the military, with the government, it tends to range from all right to testy to dysfunctional, and we've clearly veered off in the dysfunctional lane. But we have to remember, we conducted a unilateral operation on their turf, and with perfectly good reason, obviously, and a terrific outcome. But if you reverse this, and if you said, what if a foreign nation carried out that same type of operation on our turf? Well, I guarantee you, we would do the same thing. We would try to identify if any local citizens had supported that foreign nation in carrying out that raid,
sure,
and undoubtedly we would pick them up and do the same thing.
It's humiliating. You call the relationship dysfunctional. I know Secretary of Defense Robert Gates recently kind of described it as a bad marriage, but I do want to go back to the information because you mentioned, you know, the fact that the ISI probably hopes to get some kind of information about the raid specifically, but don't you also think they're going to be talking to these guys trying to get information about covert operations on behalf of the CIA or other American forces in their country?
Right, and that's where they're going to eventually run up into a brick wall. And in all honesty, I mean, I think it's also important to point that you know, well, I think what will happen is anytime you're operating in a foreign country, you know, without going into sources and methods, if you've got to recruit the assistance of local citizens, you're going to keep that very compartmentalized. They're not going to have a big picture into what's going on. They're going to be, you know, working on a particular task. And that is true whether it's us working overseas or whether it's some other foreign country service working, you know, elsewhere. So they're not going to glean a lot from these individuals. Mm-hmm. What we have to look for is how long this stays, you know, on the front burner for the Pakistanis. Because what we want to have happen is for this eventually just to dissipate. Because at the end of the day, we may have this bizarre, dysfunctional, often untrusting relationship with them, but we need, at the end of the day, to be cooperating back and forth. We cannot reach our objectives as they're currently set without some type of functioning relationship.
What a disgrace. The Pakistanis arrest these informants. Isn't that, we're having a relationship. What kind of relationship do we have? Here is the host, Jim Scott, talking to military analyst Colonel Dean Smittle about this.
We started talking a little bit about bin Laden, and then you said, boy, there's something breaking with the CIA. What's the story?
Well,
apparently Pakistan's top spy agency, Inter Service Intelligence, or ISI, has arrested some of those informants who fed information to the CIA in the months prior to the raid that resulted in the killing of Osama bin Laden. And the Pakistani military and the government's not very pleased with that. It was a Pakistani Army major who, in the week before the raid, copied license plates of cars entering and leaving the bin Laden compound.
And why would they arrest him?
Well, because they didn't like him feeding information to CIA.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show, with the focus now on the law and how the law plays into our big stories every week. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here from stevelaw.net, author of a lot of important and relevant books about the law and how you can save yourself problems. You might want to check out his list of writings at stevelaw.net. Yes, he is a scribe, but in addition to being a scribe, he's a talker. This week, the number one item, no surprise, although it's kind of sad, is the Anthony Weiner scandal. There's been a lot of talk, Steve, about the legal side of this and how he would have gotten into trouble, and that was really the reason that he got out, even though he says he did it for his family. Could he have gotten, or can he still be prosecuted for things that he most likely did in his office or using government facilities?
Yeah, that's going to be the issue. As a practical matter, I think both sides are just happy to have him out, and so probably no further inquiries will be occurring. This isn't the situation like with presidential candidates running.
Right.
But there certainly is a question of, if he did these texts, these tweets, using government equipment, using government lines, then there is a potential liability. But I think as a practical matter, no one really is looking to revisit it. He's yesterday's news already.
So the 17-year-old who says that they were texting back and forth, there was nothing ever to implicate, although, who knows why he's helping her out. There was nothing ever there, even though the news media wanted you to think that there was something scurrilous about it. That part of the story didn't seem to have a seamy side to it.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting you brought that one up, Doug, because I was particularly bothered by this. This was something where the media created something that didn't exist.
Yeah.
So there was tweets. He had a lot of followers, and some of them were people who were just interested in politics. Now, he may have gone off base on this, but the police investigated this, and the police found nothing that even warranted a further investigation. And yet, by even making the accusations, bringing them out, there's the implication that there was something more there. This is an area where I thought the media was a bit irresponsible.
God love Gloria Allred. Oh, she came out of the woodwork for Ginger Lee. And you knew as soon as that happened, that's why Weiner ran away, because he was afraid of Gloria Allred.
It could be, because the question is, why does Ginger Lee need an attorney at her side?
Right.
Gloria can get some publicity out of this, but there's no legal issue.
Yeah, God love her. All right. And that, of course, her real name is Ginger Lee.
Yeah.
The porn star. All right. Next up, our policy in the Middle East, especially Libya, the congressman who sued the president and the Secretary of State, Dennis Kucinich, and actually a bunch of Republicans. I think there are 5 Democrats and 4 Republicans on this. What can they hope to gain legally?
You know, frankly, I think they can conceivably win this case, because there is the War Powers Act, and the president has gone beyond that period. I mean, he can argue that it doesn't qualify under the letter of the law as hostilities, but that's going to be
that 32-page document was foolish. Look, he looked foolish.
I mean, it is, and if that's the argument you come up with, you're in trouble. So I think the administration has got to really take this seriously, because they're on shaky legal ground.
Most of the, not that it isn't the case with most of the Congress, but these guys are all lawyers, I was told, and they looked at it. Kucinich is no slouch. I happen to like Dennis a lot, and I don't think, he comes across as being kooky sometimes, because...
But he's a bright guy.
A very smart guy, yep. Okay, next up, the public union law in Wisconsin was upheld, again, focusing on and wondering out loud why we need to have public employees unionized, and how news media tries to put the public unions together with private unions, like it's all one thing.
And they really aren't the same thing, and I think you're right to question it, because the needs for private unions are far different than what they have in the public sector. The protections they get in the public sector are already there. There isn't the same need, and I would love to see more debate open on this rather than just saying, yes, we need unions.
Yeah. All right, so there they are, 3 of the important items of the 10 stories. These are ones that have important legal ramifications, the Weiner scandal, Libya policy and the suit there, and what's going on in Wisconsin, all from the mind, the ideas of Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our attorney on the Countdown Show. Check him out at stevelaw.net.